Thank you, introduction, and thank you very much for giving me this great opportunity. Today, I'd like to talk about WKB analysis built logical recursion for confluent hypergeometric differential equations. Topological recursion is introduced by Enarwen Dorantan to study the matrix model. We consider WKB analysis by using the correlation functions given by the topological recursion. More specifically, we consider the following problem. For given an algebraic curve like this, we obtain WGN for G is non-negative integer and N is a positive integer, according to topological recursion. These WGN are correlation functions in the matrix model. On the other hand, we obtain differential equations by the quantization in terms of WGN. Therefore, it is natural to question how can we study properties of solutions in terms of WGN. The purpose of this talk is to report the result we recently obtained, that is, there exist close relationships between Bros coefficient in the exact WKB analysis and free energies in the matrix model. Here is the outline of this talk. First, I will talk about exact WKB analysis and Bros coefficient. Next, I will introduce topological recursion. Third, I will talk about the expressions of WKB solutions in terms of the topological recursion. Fourth, I will explain the relationship between Bros coefficient and free energies. Finally, I will talk about the cases of other equations. Okay? Now, let us start with exact WKB analysis and Bros coefficient. Consider a differential equation, this, which is so-called the Weber equation. And we call psi plus minus x h bar of this form WKB solutions, where S is the summation of h bar time to the power of j times sj. And this S is a solution of the Liccati equation, that is equation 2, this. And S odd is its odd degree part with respect to h bar. Then psi plus minus x h bar are expressed by only by S odd, this. This WKB solution is a WKB solution normalized at turning point 2 times e squared. Then the Bros coefficient is defined by this, where gamma is a path from a singular point to a singular point. Before the following deformation, let us see the gamma for the Weber equation. This path from infinity to infinity is a gamma for the Weber equation, because the Weber equation has only one singularity at x equals to infinity. Therefore, the following holds. This is the WKB solution normalized at turning point. This form is very useful to study the behavior near the turning point. We deform this to this, and this is a WKB solution normalized at infinity. This form is very useful to study the behavior near infinity. So the Wolf's coefficient is very important object. Join them, this and this. Next, I will talk about the topological recursion. Let us consider the algebraic curve Px1 equals to P0x times y squared plus P2x equals to 0, with P0x equals to 1 and P2x equals to minus x squared over 4 plus e. To parameterize this curve, we use this, where z is in P1. Then we calculate dxz equals to this. In the following, we call C a spectral curve. This is a spectral curve. Then we will construct the correlation functions by topological recursion. We first define W01 and W02 like this. These are determined by giving a spectral curve. For g and n are non-negative integer, satisfying 2 times g minus 2 plus n is non-negative integer, we construct meromorphic differential WGN on sigma to the power of n by the following recursive formula. This. Where branch points are zeros of dxz, and we assume that all branch points are simple. And z bar is a local conjugate point of z near a branch point. So xz bar equals to xz. And double minus 1 and n plus 2 equals to 0, which appear when g equals to 0, in this formula here. And the prime over the summation, this, means that we do not include the cases the pair of g1 and i, are 0 and empty set, and the pair of g2 and j equals to 0 and empty set. In other words, we do not include W01 in this summation. In the case of 3 is this, then dxz is equals to this. So the branch points, which is the zeros of dx, is plus minus 1. And 0 is given by 1 over z. And W01, W02, W11, and W03 can be explicitly calculated as follows. And W01 and W02 are determined by giving the spectral curve immediately. And W11 and W03 have singularities only at plus minus 1. After them, WGN have singularities at only at plus minus 1. Third, I will talk about the expression of WKB solutions in terms of the topological recursion. First, I will show you the theorem 1 for the Weber equation. We define psi x h bar like this. This psi of this form is used frequently. And where z equals to zx is an inverse function of x equals xz, and integral d is this. And here we introduce a parameter new this. Then psi xh bar is a solution of the Weber equation, that is equation W, this. And this new is come from here. Double has a double KV type expansion. This is the theorem one. And in the following, we use the Z variable because the psi is defined by this. So let us see a path of Borel's coefficient in the Z plane. The left figure is the, shows the path in the X plane as we see earlier. And this is a branched covering. First, we find that two times e squared in x plane is corresponding to 1 in the z plane, and minus 2 times e squared is corresponding to minus 1 in the z plane. And plus minus 1 are branch point and have two values. So the number of Stokes curve with a point here or here change 3 to 6. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Second, we find that the infinity in the x plane corresponding to 0 and infinity in the x plane, in the z plane. So a path of Borel's coefficient in the z plane is like this. This gamma tilde in the right figure. First, I will talk about the relationship between Borel's coefficient and free energies. We define Fg equals to Wg0 called free energies by the following. Where T alpha is a residue of Yz times dxz at z equals to alpha, and tau b is a Korotkov-Koloskin-Bergmann tau function, and phi z is any function satisfying d phi dz equals to Yz times dxz. Remark that F0 and F1 are determined by giving the spectral curve. In other words, F0 and F1 do not depend on WGN. But G is greater than or equals to 2, Fg depends on WG1 here. So for Weber equation, F0 and F1 is calculated as follows. Next, I will show you the theorem 2 for the Weber equation. For the Weber equation, free energies depend on E, which is parameter in the Weber equation. So let FGE be free energies for the spectral curve corresponding to the Weber equation, and large FEH bar be the generating function of FGE. Then we obtain this formula, where VE nu H bar is the Borel's coefficient for the Weber equation. So this equation formula shows the relationship between Borel's coefficient and free energies. Before the proving theorem 2, let us see the application of the theorem 2. Double KV analysis tells us the lemma 3. That is, for the Weber equation, the following relation holds. From lemma 3, FEH bar satisfies the following difference equation 8. This. I don't know the physical meanings of this equation, but using this equation, we obtain the concrete form of free energies and Bose coefficient. So first, I will show you the concrete form of free energies. G is greater than or equals to zero. FGE is like this. Where B2G designates the 2G Bernoulli number. Next, I will show you the concrete form of Bose coefficient. The relation 6, which appear in the theorem 2, and 9, and this is the concrete form of free energy. They give a concrete form of Bose coefficient for the Weber equation. That is the Bose coefficient of the Weber equation. Where Bnx designates the nth Bernoulli polynomial. To prove theorem 2, we use the equation 12, this, which is obtained by variation formula. Variation formula is that we assume that there exists an integration path gamma on sigma and an analytic function large lambda z prime defined near gamma satisfying this, where the omega denotes the first variation of y times dx defined by this. Here, lambda is a parameter. Then the following relation holds. This. That is the variation formula. For the Weber equation, we take E as a parameter E, parameter lambda, and a path from 0 to infinity as a path gamma. Then we can take the large lambda z prime equals to 1. So from this formula, the following relation holds this. Lambda is equals to E, and gamma is a path from 0 to infinity, and large lambda equals to 1. So this is obtained. So let us prove the theorem 2. Bose coefficient VE nu H bar is divided by this. So then here we integral the differential. So recall that integral D equals to this. We obtain this. On the other hand, equation 12 gives equation 13. Equation 12 is that, is this. And using equation 12, differentiating WG0 once, we obtain integral from 0 to infinity of WG1. And differentiating that once more, we obtain an integral of WG2. We continue this, we obtain this equation 13, because FG equals to WG0. From this and this, we obtain this. And we take this summation apart from N and G, we obtain this. And this is a Taylor expansion of the equation 6. Equation 6 is this, which is we want. So we proved the theorem 2. Final, I will talk about the cases of other equations. First, I will show you the theorem 4, which is generalization of theorem 1 for the Weber equation. For Pxy equals to P0x times y squared plus P2x equals to 0, we define psi psi as follows. This psi is same as the Weber equation. When the Weber equation, where z equals to zx is an inverse function of x equal xz, and integral d is as follows. Here beta I is a simple pole of xz, and gamma j are zeros of p0xz. And nu beta I and nu gamma j are parameters satisfying the summation of all nu beta I and nu gamma j equals to 1. Then this psi is a double cavity solution of equation 15, this, where qx and rx as follows. This is the theorem 4. Then let us consider the following algebraic curve 16. In this case, we choose x and y like this, where z is in P1, and S1 is like this, and S2 is equals to 1 over S1. From theorem 4, the differential equation corresponding to equation 16 is the Kumma equation, that is equation K, this. Kumma equation has two parameters, T0, T1. So let Fg, T0, T1 be free energies for the spectral curve corresponding to the Kumma equation, and large F T0, T1, H bar be the generating function of Fg, T0, T1. Then we obtain these equations. Then, where V0 and V infinity are worst coefficient for the Kumma equation. So Kumma equation has two worst coefficient. And A and B and nu are as follows. Equation 18 is a difference equation with respect to T1. And equation 19 is a difference equation with respect to T0. From this theorem 5, we obtain the concrete form of Fg T31 like this. Then let us consider the following algebraic curve, equation 20. Then the corresponding equation is the Gauss hypersymmetric differential equation. Let Fg be free energy for the spectral curve corresponding to 20, and large F be the generating function of Fg, T0, T1, T2. Then we obtain this equation, 21, where V0 is Bose coefficient for the Gauss hypergeometric differential equation, and A, B, C, and nu are as follows. The Gauss hypergeometric differential equation has three worst coefficients. And other Bros coefficients can be expressed by similar. This equation is a difference equation with respect to T1, but other is respect to T2 and respect to T0. And these are differences. Thank you for listening.
Okay, any questions?
So all your curves are of genus zero, right?
Your curves are all of genus zero. I don't expect this type of results to be true for curves of higher genus than zero.
Sorry?
Your curves are all of genus zero. I mean, you start with this harmonic oscillator, this is I squared is equal to A squared minus E. It's a curve of genus zero. So all the Riemann surface that you are using have genus zero, I think, right? And I don't think this type of results relating WKB to topological recursion are going to be true for curves of genus higher than zero.
Genus. This has genus zero.
Yeah.
And we consider only genus zero, and so the topological recursion is this formula.
Is Necrasov's Atasvidi limit, and topological recursion is a standard topological strain, so these things shouldn't be equal for higher genus. In genus here is a very special case, so they might match, but in higher genus there is no reason why they should be equal. And then you can do explicit calculations and show that this is not the case. So for genus zero it works, and it's a theorem now by Bouchard and Einach, but for higher genus I think these are two different quantizations of the same curve.
Can you please comment on the, I'm not familiar at all with the topological recursion, unfortunately. What is the physical or meaning of H-bar in the topological recursion picture?
H-bar?
Yes, oh. What does it have an interpretation?
Parameter H-bar.
What does it mean? In the topological recursion.
In the topological recursion?
Yeah. I mean, you construct this generating series, FG of H.
Yeah.
So,
FG.
Yes, you hear. Just a mathematical parameter?
Yeah. I don't know the physical meanings of this. Sorry.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, so thank the speaker again. Thank you.
Thank you.